call in at lunchtime. We're not going to hear from them. Blair, Claudia, Catherine Narr from UCLA, is she there?
No, she's in Hawaii.
Of course.
But she's going in January.
Okay, well.
Ed, it's still really hard to hear you for some reason.
All right, let me get off the speakerphone.
Is that better?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, this depends on whether Bill Dunty or Dale join us, and Dale may have jury duty. And I talked to Ken Warren this morning, and he said he might get on. But they're not on yet, so without an NIAAA representative, this can't be an official call. So we'll just go from there. All right. First of all, I would like to say, oh, there's somebody.
Hi, this is NIAAA. This is Dale and Bill Dunty.
Okay, I was just saying that without you guys, it could not be an official call. You know, I mean, we have to have an NIAAA representative. And Bill, welcome. This is Ed Reilly. And Bill is now the project officer on everyone's project except for Kathy Sulik, I believe.
That's correct.
Is that right?
Yep, that's correct.
Okay, so Bill is now the person who's going to control your budgets and everything else. So welcome, Bill, and don't be afraid to join in if something doesn't make sense or if you have some comments.
Okay, thank you.
The people we're missing are the Ken Jones and Tina Chambers and Claire Coles. They are at a meeting at the pediatric department, an all-day meeting today. I was supposed to be there as well, but I got bogged down in other stuff. So we can do this conference call. Ed, the first thing I wanted to say is that Jill sent out the latest updates on the progress being made in getting data into the central repository. And so I hope you all had a chance to look at that. In terms of the 3D imaging, San Diego, Los Angeles, Atlanta, the Ukraine, South Africa are basically pretty much on target or above their targets. So I think we're good on that. Tatiana, do you have any comments on that?
Everyone has been great. I just want to say that's really gone very, very smoothly, and we're delighted.
Okay. All of the paperwork has been submitted to NIAAA for the carryover request so that Peter Hammond can, in fact, get paid.
Fantastic.
I don't know how long it will take. Fran said that there's nothing she can do to speed up the process of accepting the financial status report at Building 1, but that I guess once she gets that back, then we'll be in a very fast mode to get that money approved and start the subcontract.
Good. We're actually saving all the images in three different formats, one of which is the format that he needs. So we'll be ready to go right away.
Okay. Someone else just joined us?
Tina.
Tina, how's your meeting going?
Good.
Yeah, I'm sorry I couldn't make it, but I got bogged down.
Oh, it's great. You missed two fantastic talks. You need to hear about them.
Oh, well, they didn't have the titles on the first two, and then the obesity ones were not, you know, all that exciting to me, but they were good. Okay, in terms of the imaging data, Los Angeles is above its target. San Diego is slightly below its. And South Africa has finally started putting in brain imaging data and I guess has close to 30 scans, and I believe they were going to send some new ones.
Yeah, we have, I think we have a total of 28 now. So we just got the last shipment earlier this week.
Okay.
And we've done functional MRI analyses on all three data sets. We're working on structural.
Well, I think we're in good shape there.
Mm-hmm.
In terms of the neurobehavioral data as of the first of the month, there are two things. First of all, in terms of targets, San Diego and Los Angeles, Atlanta, are all well above or at or above their targets. New Mexico, again, flat, as are the Northern Plains, and we talked about the reasons for that on the last call or a separate conference call we had with Bill. So I think we're doing okay. We are below the targets that we need by the end of the year, but most of the sites are definitely at or above their targets. And what was really great was that basically almost all of the sites have their data going into the repository. So that, I mean, there's still additional data that need to get in there so that the actual number of kids tested and the data in the central repository match up. But for the most part, it seems to be working okay. And I know it's a time-consuming process, so I appreciate everyone's effort. Do you have any comments on the neurobehavioral?
No, nothing new. We've also, the other database that we haven't really been discussing is the demographics database, and that's not represented on these.
Right, and there's only one site in the demographic database right now, and that's San Diego. So I'm very happy when we get the neurobehavioral one matched up, and then we can go from there on that.
So Ed, this is Dale. So one thing I wanted to thank Jill for putting repository lines on the graphs. I think it's real helpful for me.
Yeah, me as well. And Jill's done. I mean, these Google document things have really been helpful in letting us see a month by month increase. And so I appreciate Jill's work on this as well.
Yeah, and I had another question about. It seems like there are some imbalances in terms of recruiting and testing, you know, the cases versus the control, the contrast groups.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know the nuts and bolts of the testing, but do the testers know that maybe they're getting a big bolus of FASD kids? Is it pretty obvious to them? Does it affect their testing? In other words. Is there over time, you know, if the idea is to catch up with the controls later, is the testing susceptible to changes over time? I'll just throw that out there.
Sarah?
Yeah, sure, I can address that. We try not to have our testers know what group or anything about the children other than, you know, as much as is humanly possible. Obviously, if a very but we try really hard not to have group there.
Yeah, the protocol is for having the testing done blind. I'm trying to pull up my Google documents to see if it's specific to a site or.
Well, like Northern Plains, for example, just one example, I think the ultimate goal is 80 subjects, FAS, FASD, control, ADHD, contrast group. So 80, and it's right at the moment it's showing 23.94. So, I mean, maybe the testers can sense this imbalance. I don't know.
Well, let me speak to that since it's my site. Our attempt has been to get the hardest cases to track down in first. All have been diagnosed as FAS. They're always the hardest to get in. So with our limited resources, we have targeted them first because we can usher controls in the door quite quickly. Our testers are doing it blind. I'm the one who calls the shots, and I'm not a tester, about who is brought in when. So, yeah, there is an imbalance, but it doesn't take but just a few minutes with each of these kids, if even that long, for the testers to know within a substantial binary range who they're testing.
Okay. And then I didn't mean to pick on the one site. I can see a pattern at other sites, too, along these lines.
The thing is true in South Africa. You'll notice that South Africa is heavily overloaded in full-blown FAS kids, not even FASD. They're full-blown. And, again, they're the problem. They're the biggest problems to get in, and, of course, they're the gold bullion that we're trying to get in anyway. So we're concentrating on them first. It's much easier to pick up the controls later, and they're much easier to test. The testers know right away.
Yeah, and I can comment on that, too. One thing with South Africa, I worry a little bit less about, like, raider drift, which could also be an issue, because they're doing it in such a relatively short period of time. So for us, also on ADHD, I would say that, well, A, our testers are blind to the extent they can be. And B, when we start doing time 2 scanning, there will be a mix of kids. It's not like they'll all be one group.
Okay.
So we're not doing the neuropsych twice. We're just doing imaging twice.
So does that help, Dale?
Yeah, it does. I mean, it sounds like you've thought this out and are comfortable with, you know, the fact that they might frames of time.
I mean, we're going to need them to equal out to get closer to the targets in order to, you know, do the analysis if we're going to include sight. Otherwise, we're going to have a very biased analysis. But that we'll have to deal with as we get the ends up and the data in the repository. Tina, I'm going to ask you if you want to talk about what's going on in the Ukraine, because I know you're in the middle of a meeting and...
Sure.
Get back to it.
Sure. Well, we are doing well in the Grivni site. Have gotten, I think we got 300 ultrasound reports entered into the database that we got this last couple of weeks, and they're tracking along where they should be going in terms of recruitment. I think they've got 40 kids that have been tested with the Bailey, and they're entering that data now. The new site in Khmelnytsky is a little bit slower, and we're working with the slower than we anticipated, so we're working with the recruiter, the interviewer, is the person that this hinges on, to see how we can improve that. And our only issue now is we had planned to go in a couple of weeks to see the kids that have had the morphology exam already by the local examiner, and also for Claire and Julie to finish up their training in Khmelnytsky, but they're concerned about this flu outbreak there that's about an hour away from Rivne now, and they've got concerns about whether or not people will actually come out since they've closed all the schools down and are not holding public venue events. So we may postpone that. We'll make a decision next week. But in any case, I think things are moving along as we hoped.
Okay. I don't know if Ken's nearby, but does he have any comments on the dysmorphology? Or?
He's not. He's attending a poster.
Okay. I will mention to everybody that Ken, Tina, I, and Kathy Sulik participated along with Susan Rich, who's a psychiatrist in Maryland, at the American College of Child and Adolescent Psychiatry meeting last weekend. And we had the 7:30 a.m. session on the last day of the meeting on a Sunday morning. And we were expecting to speak to ourselves, But surprisingly, we had probably a little over 100 people there, all psychiatrists. And I thought they were very attentive audience, asked some very good questions, certainly had a lot of interest in FASD. And I thought it, the meeting went very well. I don't know if Tina would echo that or not, but
yeah, it was amazingly productive, I thought.
So that was good, and there were some. I got some emails following it, asking about the CIFSD and our testing protocols. So I've answered what I could and forwarded on the rest to Sarah, or one to Sarah anyway, to deal with. So I thought that was a pretty reasonable day for us anyway. And then Ken chauffeured us around in the biggest car in Hawaii. It was a gigantic town car. We could not park it, so we couldn't get out and see anything, but we had a good time. All right. We'll come back to the other projects after we go through. But thanks, Tina. If you have to go, I understand. And
thanks. I appreciate it.
All righty. And I'll talk to you soon.
Bye.
All right. Other items on the agenda. And did someone else join us?
It's Michael Charnas. Hi.
Hi, Michael.
Claire Coles also.
Been on for a while.
Hi, Claire.
Hi.
All right. All right. A few things. If people are, in fact, going to be submitting anything to the ISBRA meeting, I would get that ready as soon as possible, since they may be moving up the date at which they're going to close the abstracts down as one possibility to resolve some of the difficulties that they're having. So I would not wait till the end to do it. I would try to get on that right away. I know Michael has one that he's just waiting to hear from one person. And then he should be ready to go. And I think Elizabeth and Sarah were also considering something.
I'm kind of not anymore.
Okay.
Ed, I don't know if you've talked about CFAS presentation at RSA or not.
No, not at all. We just started, and we had Tina present because Tina's at the middle of a meeting and
okay.
on a lunch break, and so that's why we kind of deviated. We went over the progress reports or the progress in getting data into the central repository and the number of kids being tested on the imaging, brain and facial imaging, and the neurobehavioral in those Google documents that Jill sent out. And that's all we've done so far.
Okay.
So, Sarah, I don't know whether you plan on submitting one or not, but if you are, you might want to think about getting it ready before the end of the year to go anyway. The RSA meeting was, let's see, it's on the agenda. That's going to be in San Antonio, Texas, and we're interested in getting CFAS represented at that meeting. And whatever the administrative core can do to help set up either conference calls to discuss ideas or whatever, the deadline is approaching. It's December 4th. So, and for individual abstracts, it's January 8th. So that's, again, something else to consider. And I don't know who has plans for that. But for that meeting, it could be an entire CIFSD event.
So, Ed, there was some discussion about this on the Monday Basic Science meeting, and the thought that it might work to have a sort of bench-to-bedside kind of presentation. We were trying to juggle pieces that were already committed to other things like ISBRA, and it turns out that Kathy Sulik is going to be the first TK Lee lecturer, and so her presentation wouldn't necessarily work, at least as at RSA, as part of the continuum of basic to clinical talks. But some of the ideas that were tossed around would be to have a spectrum of talks covering basic development all the way up to brain imaging and human behavior. And people whose names came up were Elizabeth Sal on the imaging side. Elizabeth, are you going to be at RSA?
You know, my human brain mapping conference is always right around the same time.
Uh-huh.
And it's in Barcelona this year.
Yeah, but this is San Antonio.
I know. Well,
San Antonio, Barcelona, they're not even close.
I know. So let me look at the dates to see if, because usually I spend an extra week when I go to Europe before or after.
Yeah.
So maybe I could make it, you know, the opposite week potentially or something.
Right. So
let me check. So RSA.
So that was one potential, just a brain imaging one, a corresponding behavior one, something that dwelt on the theme that we're all thinking about, which is the relationship of imaging changes to behavior changes and whether we're ready to have that discussion. And in the same discussion, also the question of whether we're ready to talk about how facial changes might relate to brain changes. And what do people who are on this call think about how to put that sort of thing together?
I think we're poised. I think we, you know, then there's the question of do we present things at conferences that aren't yet submitted? Is that a big deal to everyone or not?
I mean, I think it's okay to do if we're not a year and a half away from publishing them.
Yeah, yeah. I feel like we're poised. I mean, from the brain end, we've got, gosh. Well, does anyone know how many FASD across sites we have?
Yeah, I do.
Oh, sorry, you know that, for imaging.
But
at any rate, it's a lot, and we've got basic brain analyses for structural.
Yeah.
You have 93 new scans.
On brain scans.
On brain scans, yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, to do a real sophisticated, you know, correlation where we maybe... I mean, I think for relatively, like, first-pass things.
Yeah, I think that we could certainly do it.
Yeah, I agree.
And I think that it would be important to do, demonstrating the multidisciplinary approach that we have in the clinical realm, anyway. And so, you know, I think that... with Tatiana's facial imaging data, which hopefully some of it will be analyzed using these more sophisticated techniques, and Sarah's behavioral profiling, and Elizabeth's brain scan, I mean, that would be three of five if you wanted to have five talks.
Usually it's four.
All right. Mm-hmm. Well, one of those could drop out and have two basic science and two. But Kathy's already talking.
So, Kathy, you know, for RSA at least, Kathy, if this all goes through and I hear back from Urbanic, will be able to present her imaging stuff at the ISBRA meeting.
Right.
But we would need to have I'm not sure, and Tim Cutt is not confident that he'll have data by that point, and he doesn't know what he'll have because it's going to come fairly close to December. So he wouldn't be in, but the question is, you know, if we're ready to talk about the face-brain interaction, then we can go to facial imaging and Feng Zhou as two additional ones, and go from Feng to Elizabeth Moore, and then Sarah and Elizabeth Sowell. That would be one way to do it. The other could be to start with something more molecular, like... Rajesh Miranda's work on microRNAs, and then something developmental basic, and then Sarah and Elizabeth going from animal to basic. I think Jennifer, who might have been interested to have on this, has already been asked to be in some other choline presentation. So are you on, Jennifer?
Yeah, I am. Yeah, Susan Smith won the Zoo in Nutrition.
Right. So we'd have to come up with that. But if we knew who could do it from the clinical side, we could come up with a couple of basic science talks as well.
Dr. Salas should be able to make it. That Organization of Human Brain Mapping Conference in Barcelona is June 6th to the 10th, and RSA starts on the 26th.
Oh, okay. So that's highly likely that I could go.
Right.
June 26th is RSA?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. I'm not in front of my computer. Otherwise, I would have done that. So thank
no,
you.
No problem.
That's why we pay Jill the big bucks.
Yeah. Okay, well, that's good. That'll be the first time I can actually go to that meeting.
Well, it's an important meeting.
Yeah.
Good to have you there.
So I guess I'm in. I don't think
all right,
any...
so we need someone to take charge of this, to get this put together by December, what is it, December 4th?
Yeah.
Yep. Any volunteers?
I'll help.
Yeah, I mean, I'll help. I've never done one before.
I've put one before. I've put one together before. I think it'd be nice to have someone who knew a little bit more of the technical details of the various groups, but I'd be glad to help.
Well, yeah,
so,
me too.
Well, we can have a co-chairs.
Mm-hmm.
We should probably have someone from the basic science and someone from the clinical realm.
So I'll connect to somebody on the basic science side, and
okay.
I'll help to organize it. I may not co-chair it because I may not have anything to say on this one, but I'll try to get it organized.
Yeah, I'll be out of the country until the 17th. I have that SAMHSA thing right at the beginning of December, so I'm a little, but I will help as much as I can. So
I don't want you guys to think Sarah's being quiet. She came in and handed me a post-it note that she had to step off to make another call to NIH really quickly. So.
Okay.
But Sarah's okay to participate in this symposium?
Pardon?
Sarah Matson's okay to be part of this?
Okay by me. I'll volunteer.
Good. She's in.
All right. If you could find someone on the basic science side, I guess it would be Fung or would be it. Tim's not going to do it.
Right. So I think it's Fung and maybe Rajesh Miranda if we want two and two. The only problem for him is that he was thinking of having a whole microRNA symposium. So I have to talk to him again about that.
Okay. And
figure that out.
Yeah. All right, so we'll have to, Jill, remind me that I need to deal with that either via email or when I get back.
Right, I'll get something going on that.
I leave Monday morning, so.
Okay.
Well, and even while you're gone, Michael, if you figure out who's going to be representing basic science, we can have a mini conference call with just the people who are interested to try and figure some of it out before then.
Yeah. Okay, sounds good.
All right. The winter meeting, as you all know, is going to be in Chapel Hill on the 5th and 6th.
Yeah, the clinical day only is on the 5th. The joint day is on the 6th. There'll be a reception from the Bowles Center again this year on the evening, Tuesday evening. The contract should be ready to go by the time Dr. Riley gets back from Seoul, so I'll send out instructions. But we all have rooms. I think we're going to be the only people there, so nothing to worry about there. I'll definitely send instructions once I have them concrete.
And the basic science day is the 7th, so anyone who wants to stay for that can. Right? I got that right. It's the clinical joint basic.
Correct.
Right? Okay.
Yes.
We are going to develop an agenda for that. The Informatics Corps, for example, has suggested that they would be there and willing to run a session on the data query and merging data files. So that's one item that we're considering. And then Phil has talked to me about talking about some of what they have going on in South Africa. But they're the only two ideas that we've gotten for the agenda for that meeting.
Yeah,
all right.
This is Bill Bornett. Yeah, we see that now that data started to go into the central repository, and it's been great to see some ideas about things that are starting to come together already for collaborative research. You know, we want to support that as much as we can. So if it's if some of the challenges are, for example, using the cross query tool and you don't know how to use it, we want to provide that training. And this is an opportunity where people all come together. We might be able to get some of that done, but we'd also be able to create tools and things like that, you know, like little user guides if that's helpful for you as well. So, you know, whatever you think is going to help you get access to these data.
Yeah, I think that, you know, I was going to call you this week, Bill, and I just been crazy. But there's two kind of approaches. One is a data mining type of approach, and what do we think are the issues that that they should be mining or looking at? And then there are others that are specific hypothesis-driven that, you know, would be analyzed individually by PIs, but using the multidisciplinary data set. And so if we have ideas on how the informatics score can help in providing that type of information, Bill's very open to receiving those ideas. So if you have them, let them know. And particularly, I know that there's been a lot of problems with this query tool, and hopefully it's getting to the point where it'll work, and we can go from there. Let's see. Everybody owes me a progress report by the 15th of December so that we can put that together and send it out to everybody before the meeting. And there are previous ones available online. And we'll probably have short presentations again of new data at the meeting in Chapel Hill. But please try to get me those progress reports and use the formatting. I think, Jill, you said you were going to send out a template.
It's already been sent.
Okay. So that would be helpful. All right. Anything else about yeah.
So Dale again. So might we see Peter Hammond at the meeting and the developmental project PIs?
Yeah, the developmental project PIs will be there. Whether Peter will be there or not, I did not invite him this time, mainly because we haven't had the data analyzed yet.
Yeah, and in terms of the new PIs, I mean, would it be helpful to the group if they gave a presentation?
Oh, they will be.
Oh, okay, great.
Yeah, but Peter's a big expense, and
yeah.
So. If his contract's not in place yet, he doesn't have the money, and
yeah.
I don't have the money. So,
yeah.
If he had data, I would get him here for sure.
Yeah.
But and it might be nice to reconnect with him, but I'll have to look at my budget and see, and also see where the subcontract is at that time.
Right.
I know. Airfares are getting cheaper to London, so. Jen, did you have
Yeah, did you want to plan on inviting other people outside of the consortium?
We had people from North Carolina last time.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, is that what you mean?
Yeah, I just didn't know if there was, I mean, in the past we've had other people that are currently not part of the consortium come, and I didn't know if that was in the plan for this meeting at all or not.
Yeah, when I get back or while I'm away, I think it's going to start working on the agenda for the meeting, and then we'll see how much time we have and then make that decision.
Okay.
Who are you thinking of?
So this is actually a question that came up on the basic science call as well of whether or not that was the plan, so...
I think some of them were very good last year. You know, Al Johnson's talk was good. And, you know, all the talks were good, but his at least was where we could utilize his resources. I mean, he was very much involved. And he just got a challenge grant, I believe, so they may be more willing to get involved than they were even last year. All right, let's see. Just remember, and it's on the agenda, that, you know, we only have another month and half or so to get the data up to the target points on the recruitment efforts, and so I think in late December is not the best time to do testing. So anything you can do to get subjects in and get them tested and get their data uploaded would be great, and I hope you've all resolved the uploading problems. Okay. Claudia's not on the call, I don't believe. No, I didn't hear back from her. She still doesn't have IRB approval. So she does not have a subcontract yet in place. And Jill, she told you when she thought they were going to meet?
She didn't say when, but they don't, at their institution, they don't meet on a monthly basis. They meet on a quarterly basis, so it could be a while.
All right, well, one possibility, Dale, you and I should talk about is whether we just want to pull her money and give it to Peter Hammond right now, and then when the carryover comes through, then give it back to Claudia.
Yeah, I think that's
about that.
Yeah. We need a good sense of her timing, I think.
All right, so, Jill, can you find out her timing, and if it's going to be more than another few weeks, let's just reallocate the money to Peter and get him going right away.
I'll email her right now and CC you and Dr. Harold on it.
All righty. And that makes sense, Dale? That makes sense to everybody else?
Yeah, we should consider that.
All right, because she's going to run into the problem then that if she doesn't start soon, she's going to be 6 months into the project when her budget's going to end and she's going to have to request a carryover again. So, you know, it just gets crazy with these, the carryovers are not automatic. All right, so that's all I have. So does anyone have any exciting data to share? I know Elizabeth has to leave soon.
Well, I don't know, exciting. I mean, we just put together some images with fMRI from the paired associates learning task for all three sites. We haven't looked at group differences yet. So it's just kind of neat to see three relatively large samples, and we're seeing similar things. Interesting things in the South Africa sample, activation in places that you don't see it at all in the other two, which could be because that sample is so heavily biased towards the most severely affected kids. But I don't know if that's exciting. I'm excited when I look at it, so...
That could be exciting.
Yeah.
So, any other, Sarah, you got any great, or Sarah back? No. Tatiana.
So we've been in big collection mode, I will say. So I think everyone knows we just had the trip to South Africa. And so we actually have got a plan. We're actually taking two approaches. It's not new data, but we were going to work with we have 224 images that we were able to collect with the Jacobsons and are actually wanting to analyze them as a group because they kind of give us homogeneous isn't really the right word to describe there, but we have some specific questions we wanted to ask there. And we were thinking along the same lines of then either seeing how those data look or looking at the data across the U.S. sites to see which looked more interesting in terms of trying to do an abstract. I'll be honest, right now all the images are getting uploaded. They're getting divided into three files, so we haven't done anything yet.
Okay.
Sorry.
All right. Phil?
Wendy and I would like, we have some specific questions for you, Sarah and Indiana, about data upload, and we don't want to bore everybody else, but if you people could stay on, that we would like to have a brief discussion with you.
Okay, I'll do that.
Well, we're going to sign off so we can get ready for our big party.
All right. We heard from.
Hey, Tina. Can I ask you a question, Elizabeth, before you go?
Yeah.
Just want to make sure that we're on the same page about our schedule for getting you what you need between now and January, and hoping to hear back from you on the proposal for when we would get you things and when you would get us things.
I thought Eric was followed up with you on that. I mean, we didn't see any problems with what you proposed.
Okay. That sounds great then.
Yeah. So I think we're fine.
Cool.
Okay. All right. We're going to sign off.
All right. Have fun at your party.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Elizabeth's moving into a new laboratory. All right. Jen, do you have anything on you want to share? I'm just going down the list here.
No, I don't think okay. so.
All right, Sarah's still talking to NIAAA. So that's it then, right? Dale, Bill?
Oh, actually, I do have one other thing, and that's just to remind people to upload their publications. So just be sure to get those updated. We don't have any, in, both in terms of the ones that are submitted as well as those that have been accepted. So.
Okay.
And I had a question, I guess, more for Tina than anyone else. I don't know if she's still on.
Tina?
She's not.
Oh, she's not. But and Ed, you might know the answer. Is she getting choline measurements done, or is she not in a phase where she needs that? Because I know the basic science folks are a little bogged down in getting choline measurements.
Jennifer might have more data on that or details on that than I do. But from what I understand, the holdup is up at UC Davis.
Right. Well, they do have some data, and in fact, we've taken a look in terms of trying to compare what we're seeing from the clinical population from the animal. And so I think that, yeah, it's slower than what they had hoped, but they are getting some of those data.
But I mean, I've also heard that that's the modus operandi. Things never happen quite as quick in Davis as one would like them to.
Hey, I'm a UCD alumnus.
Well, that's
probably.
I think this is the ag school. Or
I majored in choline.
How hard is it to analyze that stuff? No, I've talked to Carl maybe a month ago, and he said that everything was going, but I may have to, you know, start talking to him again. I even invited him down for golf to try to bribe him, so didn't work, I guess. But they are collecting bloods for choline, I think. Jen?
Yeah,
they are.
Yep.
Claire, you have anything on the neonatal assessments going on over there?
Well, they are, in fact, assessing, and as far as I know, entering, but we were supposed to go the end of this month, and the country has been closed.
Yeah.
So I don't know what's going on until we get a chance to go there and find out for sure.
So they're not sending you data?
As far as I know, they are collecting it and entering it, but they're not sending it to me.
So they're just entering the local
database?
Not enough
of it to do anything with. Say again?
They're just entering
should be going
the
to the
local
data,
database?
Into the data entry programs, as far as I know. And we ran through all of those recently and made sure they were working properly and answered all the queries about it. But so we know they're entering it, but we have no data as yet.
All right, so the data gets into the central repository?
I don't know that.
No, it's the data entry tool they're using to make sure that the data that, you know, at the site is being collected properly and put in electronic form. But
well,
I
don't think they've uploaded it, no.
Okay.
But again, we were supposed to go and see what was going on there at the end of this month. I'm not sure. We're going to have to decide by Monday whether we can actually go, depending on what the H1N1 scare is going on over there.
Okay.
Or the political situation is preventing people from going to the country or something.
That's the flu thing that's holding everything.
Well, it might also be something to do with the elections.
Yeah. All righty then. Well, Dale, Bill, anything else?
Not for me.
No. Okay, then. Well, then we can end this, and Phil, I'll stay on. Jill, stay on, please. And
Sarah,
and you wanted, Phil, you want someone else, too.
Indiana.
All right.
Okay, bye.
Okay,
right, thank you, everybody.
Bye.
So, Sarah.
Okay. Oh, hey, Jill, could you see if Ben is there and get Ben on?
I was just headed out the door to do that. Hold on.
Ben is our upload specialist.
Yeah, he has been so helpful to me. Really helpful.
And
so
what we wanted to do is just update you about Wendy's last three and a half weeks of constant effort to get the testing scores and everything in order. She was left with a real mess, and then her efforts in uploading, there are some challenges which we wanted to discuss with you.
Well, first of all, I just wanted to...
let's see. Is Ben there?
He'll be up here in 2 minutes. He's coming up from downstairs.
Okay. All right. All right. Go ahead, Wendy. I'm sorry.
That's okay. I was just going to say I did